Hello and welcome to the Even Me podcast. This is your host, More Speaks.
And your girl, Kim.
All right. Okay. And today, today's topic is You Are Your Greatest Project. Restart, reset, refocus. So bring us in, Kim.
We always have time for everything else, work, projects on the side, school or whatever. We never have project, you know, time for us, and we are our greatest project. When we work on changing our mindset, changing our thought process, changing our eating habits, changing just the surroundings that we are in, we become a better person than what we were, you know. So if we don't invest in ourselves, then nobody else will. So I was thinking about that throughout the week. So many changes that I've made in the last year because I didn't intend to make myself a project. It just so happened at that time. But if I continuously to reset, restart, and, you know, refocus and make myself the project, how much better can I be in the year to come, you know? So we need to do that. We need to focus on our project. And, you know, Anthony, at work, what we deal with, project after project after project, meeting deadline after deadline. And that's the same thing we need to have for ourselves. And as hard as we work to make our company, you know, revenue, that's the hardest we need to put back in ourselves. Being that if it means that we have to change the way we eat, you know, to help. We're getting older. We can't eat Burger King and McDonald's anymore like we used to and expect to go to the doctor and get a clean bill of health, you know? That doesn't change. I mean, I was just talking to my 15-year-old. She's on this diet kick right now, counting her calories and cutting, you know, what she eats. That's fine. But you also have to make sure you get the right vitamins and nutrition. I can try to do the same thing as a 15-year-old do. It's not going to help me because I need more vitamins and nutrition than she would need. So I think that we focus on ourselves and not what the next person doing. That's setting ourselves up for success. But you're just trying to better yourself.
Yeah. So, I mean, this topic's really good because, like you said, your life is a project. Everything at work is a project, you know, and everything you do is, you know, you have to, you know, basically do these three steps. And I think the first two steps, restart and reset, you know, restart is more like, you know, you're going to start all over, you know, like, let's say, okay, a diet, right? You're going to start all over. You're going to pick a day. You're going to just start working on what you're eating, what you're doing. And then resetting is basically just getting your mindset back to, you know, going back to not doing the bad habits. And in a relationship, the way this goes is like when you reset, you basically, you try to get your mind, you trick your mind to getting out of certain situations or putting yourself back in certain situations or trying to go back to people that have hurt you or people that have done you wrong. Because what happens, you know, we've talked about this before, no matter how many times, you know, if a person has hurt you a few times, they're going to continue and they're just going to either do it the sly way or they're just going to do it to your face. And then restart is like, you know, basically start over, start, you know, looking for other things. Mm-hmm. We talked about this. Start looking for other qualities in a man, other qualities in your significant other that you're trying to, you know, restart a relationship. You know, see if what you set as goals is gonna move you forward together. You know, because you don't want to, you know, you have a goal, he has a goal, or vice versa, and you going to the left, he's going to the right. You're never going to meet in the middle and basically say, you know, these are our combined goals and this is how we're going to move forward. And then I think with the refocus, the reason I separated that is because when you refocus, you got to look back at your life. You got to look back at your choices. You got to look back at, you know, your current family situation and mm-hmm. basically see how you're going to handle a relationship. How you're going to handle this diet. How you're going to handle these people that hate on you, that do you wrong, that only look to, you know, bring you down. So I think, you know, they all, I think together they make one big combination and help you move forward. But I think individually you have to take each one as a different step.
Yeah. I mean, my thing of it is refocusing is a big, big part of me, you know? Because a lot of people say, well, you know what? I couldn't have been through what you've been through. I couldn't have dealt with what you dealt with, any of that. And I'm like, you know, I understand. I mean, I done restarted, reset. I've never just refocused, right? Because I'm still in going through my stuff. You know, now it's time for me to refocus because some things are not where it should be. You know, I don't still need to be holding on to what happened 6 months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago, right? And I find myself doing it sometimes. If I'm sitting and I'm not the type of person not gonna tell you, oh, Anthony, you hurt my feelings with what you said because that happened to me 3 years ago. You know, I'll mention it, but I'm not gonna keep mentioning it to you. Because what people start to think, oh, there she goes griping, oh, there she goes nagging and whining. I'm not going to do that. So me taking that refocus part, I had to think on that. Refocus is meaning that, okay, I put my all into, you know, a project. And that project does not seem to be going anywhere. So it's time to, like, prime example, us sitting at work. We sit here waiting on a developer, right? Or a salesperson, and they never come back. What we have to do? What? Cancel that project, right? Because yeah. We can't just sit it there forever. So I feel like when it's saying refocus, I don't want to cause a big disruption, you know, worrying about it, you know, going off about it. Okay, Kim, let's refocus. This is not working out. This is not happening. This is not... You're not showing, not receiving on the reciprocal end of respect. You're giving respect, but are you receiving respect? You know, so you got to refocus and say, I can't do what I used to do. Arguing doesn't get anywhere. Talking about it doesn't get anywhere. Now, let's change my mindset and refocus. Okay, let me move myself. Let me distance myself from that because it continuously happening. And I just, that's the way it is for me. I'm not going to go out here and do anything crazy or act any way. I just have to just separate and try to refocus. And sometimes that's hard, right? No matter what you've started, it's hard to deviate from that particular path or deviate. And then you feel like the bad person. Oh my God, I just left this project and these people are looking for this service. But we can't give it to them. We can't do anything about it, you know, because it's not lining up the way it will be. And it's going to cost. The one thing I was reading, the worst thing, okay, you can forget what somebody's done to you, but you can never get the time you wasted allowing them to continue to doing you like that. You can forgive what they done to you, but you can't get the time back you were wasted giving them chance to recover from what they did. It was something to that nature. I was like, damn, that's crazy. Because I'm the type of person, I would sit back, I'll smile, even though it hurts or whatever, and be like, I'm going to get it, you know, get it a chance. I'm going to get a car chance before I take it to the dealership and say, no, I don't want it. I'm a good car chance. That's how I got stuck with the lemon I was stuck with. Hmm. You know, or I'm a give everything as a chance. And sometimes there you can't wait on stuff. You can't lag on stuff. You can't let the warranty run out. You get a 90-day warranty. You get a what? 30-day, 90-day warranty with a lemon?
Something like that.
You cannot, you can't allow, and I find myself doing that quite a bit with some things. Okay, I think this can work. Just like when with the, at the house, I got a year to call them back out to get everything that I see, little nitpicking stuff that they should fix. And now I'm to the point, I'm calling y'all right back. I'm putting in a warranty request immediately. That's how you have to do in life. Put in a warranty request. You said that you're going to offer me this, this, and that, even though it's at a job. And I'm not receiving that. I need to put my warranty request in. And I had a talk with a higher leader, was like, we need to invest. Like, I can't just say y'all as the, you know, leaders, but the company, period. We need to invest in our people because everybody has something they're going through. And we can put in a warranty request and say, hey, I'm not feeling this. I'm not getting this. And I'm feeling some kind of way. How can we rectify it? Some things may not be rectified, but some people ask for outrageous things and ask for the world like they deserve that. But if it's something that you know that is not right and this person is feeling some type of way about it, that warranty request needs to be, you know, validated. So that's what I'm starting to learn, that you're never going to get what you put out. And if you don't get at least 40% of what you put out, it's time to just distance yourself. And it may hurt. It may, you know, feel bad. But sometimes you got to think about you. You got to fill you up. And I think how many times I said it, you know, I got to fill me up. I got to fill me up. But Anthony, you know, I don't just fill me up. I want to fill everybody else too. And I think it's the hardest thing for me, like I said, and I want to go back to it, refocusing. I just get stuck there. I watch Good Times over and over again. I know the episodes by heart, but I'm stuck on watching every episode with James. Refocus him. We know what happened. We know the outcome. Move on so you can go forward, because it's not going to change. That episode is not going to change no matter how many times you watch it. You may watch it again and say, oh, JJ had a pimple. I didn't even see him have a pimple in that episode. Or no. Esther put makeup on, you know, John, what's his name? You know, put it on his shirt, right? But, you know, you didn't see that at first because you keep rewatching it, but it is not made for you to see it. If you didn't see it the first time and you missed it, you went back the second time and thought about it and seen it, now it's time to refocus and move on. That's my thing. I watch a lot of reruns and I need to stop, because my life has seemed like it's a rerun because I replay stuff in my head.
Yeah, remember I talked about that circle?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think not only you have to refocus, but you also have to analyze it and make sure you're not doing that circle. Because if you're trying to help someone, or you're trying to basically eliminate someone from your life, but they throw a bone at you and they're like, hey, you know, I want to talk to you real quick. Do you want to talk or something like that? You know, meet me for coffee or something. You know, it's people do little things to get back into your life. It could be a text. It could be, you know, anything. Just like you're saying, like the reruns, right? You know what's going to happen. Your mind knows that this person is not good for you. But you trick your own mind to say, hey, maybe they change. Just like watching a rerun. You think, maybe I'm going to see something new in this episode that I've never seen before. Yeah, you're going to catch something, you know, that was there before. You just didn't pay no attention. But at that time, you were too busy looking at something else. Like you were looking at JJ's sleeve, but it was actually on his shirt collar or something, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like, you're going to catch something no matter what, you know? But I think you just got to refocus and move forward and kind of put like blinders on your eyes. Like stop, you know, looking back, or stop talking to people that you know are like a rerun. They're going to do the same thing over and over. They're going to you know, reel you in like fish. They're going to reel you in and then talk to you nice until they got you. And then at, you know, to the point where they're either going to do you wrong again and then throw you back like fish, you know, or something like that. You know, I think sometimes we set ourselves up because we still are wanting something from a previous relationship or that relationship. Like you're like, oh man, he used to do this or she used to do that. And we've talked about this before. I think sometimes we trick our own mind into going back to a certain person, or you feel alone. And I get it. You know, when people start to feel alone, you know, your mind plays tricks on you. Maybe I should just, you know, give them a call, or maybe I should do this, or maybe I should give them a chance. They happen to text you like a week ago and you go back and you fall back into that trap. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing, because, you know, maybe the person changed. You know, maybe I'm going to be devil's advocate this episode. Maybe they changed. Maybe they've done something in their life that's life-changing, you know, mesmerizing, that you know, going to sweep you off your feet or do something that they never did before. But how long is that going to last? You know, is it going to be 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks? You know, maybe a couple of months, and then they may revert back to their old ways, or they stop talking to someone, and then all of a sudden, you know, they start chatting with that person again, and then it's, you know, they start to treat you like shit again. You know, I'm just saying, you know, sometimes we are our own worst enemy when it comes to, you know, relationships or anything, because we start second guessing ourselves. Well, maybe I did this, maybe I did that, maybe I could have done this, maybe if I give it one more opportunity, you know, we can meet in the middle, you know. And I think sometimes when it comes to a certain point, like if you've been separated for a year or two, I think it's just time to move on, you know, just move forward, you know, look for that new person, or just, you know, live your life either single or, you know, doing what you want when you want, and not having to answer to anyone. And, you know, you have kids, you know, you can just go do things with your kids or something. I mean, I'm not saying that's like what you have to do, but I think in certain relationships, you know, going back to something that's old is gonna, you know, hurt your refocus, because you're not refocusing. You're basically going back to what you had, or, you know, you're not restarting. You're restarting an old relationship and not restarting your life. It's two different, you know, streams. You know, you have to go down the restart stream. I'm going to restart my life, and I'm going to restart with someone new. I'm going to reset, go with someone new, you know, totally different than restarting and going back to the same person. You're going back basically at that point.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are so scared of that refocus and the restart part of it, because you don't allow people to project the way they see themselves, and they don't know they see themselves like that off on you. So you feel like, if this person said this about me, is that I am? What would make them say that? I'm not that type of person. My dad said I was always that kid. I was like, why? What is that for? My granddaughter's like this. She's 8 years old. She's going to ask you the why, the when, the where, and the what behind it. Oh, my God. And I'd be like, and my dad was like, you did that, Kim. I had to come up with an answer for everything you asked. And I think a lot of people, I'm going to say for me, I'll sit back and be like, why, what? Give me clarification of why you said this or why you doing this. A lot of people get scared. They get back into their clammy stage, or they shell, and they scared to move forward, because if this person had been knowing me so long, right, or know me, or they my friend or my associate, if they do me like this and see and say stuff, what's the new person gonna do? Now, do we ever figure out that maybe this person has got some issues within themselves? And they see you as a target because you that empathetic person. And that's the book I'm reading, Empathetic People Dealing with Narcissists. they see you as an empathetic person, so they know they can release out whatever they can, but they refuse to do it to somebody else. And it's like, what makes them better than me? Because I got feelings? You know, did that make them better than me? So I think just saying that some people kind of nervous about moving forward, because if this has been what has been said to me, why would the people say it and they know me or deal with me? They don't know me 100, but they deal with me. What the new person gonna do? What the new job gonna be like? What the new move into a new, you know, neighborhood? What is it gonna be like? Because am I really the bad person? Am I the one? Am I the problem? And that, you know, the book that I'm reading, it lets you know that narcissists see, they're like vampires. They smell that blood and they feed off of it and they pull. Because I was, for the longest time, I was like, nah, people can't be narcissists. And so you start reading certain traits that come in easy and smooth. That's crazy. I'm like, what? A narcissist, you expect that person to be a mean, angry person. They just going off. They don't have a soft spot. They don't have a care. They don't. You thinking that you're dealing with an incredible Hulk type person. But no. You're dealing with a very clever person. Put it like that. They're very clever. They make you think, oh, I'm going through something, so this is why I'm acting the way I'm acting. And I'm like, yeah. But then when somebody acts some way with them, it's wrong. Well, you don't think I'm going through anything? You don't think I'm having an issue? And, you know, that's why I was saying a lot of dogs need to have mental time, like for a counselor to come talk to their people, because you don't know what they're going through. You don't know the support system they have outside of work. If they don't have a support system at all and they keep standing on their own, like, and Anthony, you know, it's times I do, when we come and talk, I'll tell you stuff, but I'm my own support system. So when I get knocked down by anything, there's nobody to say it's going to be okay unless I call them. Nobody's going to call me and say, you'll text me and check on me, and I understand it. But you have your own family over there. But I don't have anybody that is truly, truly my friend unless they see me and see my facial expression and know something wrong. Not out of the blue that they're going to just call me and say, hey, I was just thinking, wondering you okay today. They're not going to do that. They have to see you that I'm not
a better friend.
You are. You ain't going to get Janelle to chop my neck off. You know, you got to understand when you have somebody have a wife or a significant other, it's a certain level. You do check. You'll text me and check on me. Hey, what's up? What's today? This is what I did. You know, you'll check on me or you'll call me.
Yeah.
But I don't expect like the everyday call, you know what I'm saying? And then like, I know I can talk to you about any little thing. I know I can get on that phone and I can call you. Some stuff I withhold because I don't understand why is it happening? Why is it continuously happening? What's going on? So I hold it in, but I'm literally my own support system. And not to say that's a bad thing to anybody, but I'm the type of person, if I know you hurt, I ain't got to see you, just call you after that. I can just, it can be on a Saturday, hey, how you doing? Are you good? That's just it. And I think my manager kind of had that telepathy. He felt, he can feel something is not right without seeing me. So, yeah, this is.
So let me read. I pulled up 3 simple steps to reset, restart, refocus. So reset. Take a moment and look at where you are currently. Make a note of this. Don't place any judgment on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You are not where you hoped. You simply are acknowledging where you are. Restart. Take a deep breath. Accept where you are. Remember the old has gone and the new has come. Do not get stuck on everything you believe is wrong. Decide to move forward. Determine where you are and where you want to go next. Write down where you like to see yourself. who you'd want to be, what character traits do you want to demonstrate? Are there boundaries you believe that need to be set to guard the person you are trying to be? How do you wish to share this person with the world? And then refocus. Understand the journey ahead is not going to be short or quick. Mm-hmm. Take time to refocus and check in within yourself often. Use these steps above to commit to yourself. You'll find it becomes second nature. You will immediately know how to get yourself back on track when you sense things are off. Keep moving forward, no matter how many times you stray from the path. We've said many times. And remember, being selfish means that the desire to take from others, often to their detriment. However, self-care is about replenishing your resources without depleting someone else's. Self-care is a means of restoring your own energy, which promotes health physically and promotes healthy physical and emotional well-being. So, mm-hmm. I mean, that's pretty much what we said. You know, you got to be selfish with yourself. You got to, you know, basically look at yourself and see where you want to move forward. Remember, we talked about the goals. What are your goals in a man? What is your goals in a relationship? What is your goals in your relationship and your family? And then start striving to those goals. Even if you stray from the path, just keep moving forward. Mm-hmm. And I think we're doing it. It's just, you know, you're going to, you know, stray left or right because someone's going to come into your life and say, hey, look at me, come this way. You know, that's the devil trying to take you off that path. You just got to, like I said, put blinders on and keep moving forward.
Mm-hmm. And it was something I didn't catch it this morning. It was a little post and it went away. He said, sometimes God allows people to do stuff to you to get your focus back on him. And I couldn't even open it. Was something that came across Instagram, you know how you get an alert.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get a chance to open
it.
But no, it was like all of a sudden I must have read something on that, but when I was alert enough to go back to see the message, it was gone. But it was crazy though. It was just like sometimes God does stuff to allow us to hurt because he wants us for our focus to be on him. And then he'll allow you to see things. And this is the crazy part, right? Because I be thinking I'm tripping. And sometimes my new thing is now, before you done heard me go off, I don't do that anymore. I'm not going to go off. I'm going to sit back. I'm going to, you know, revisit it in my mind, think about it. And before I say something, and I'm not going to even say something then, I'm going to just collect it. Sometimes I collect, like the bone collector, let me collect this. I don't like how that was and put it in my little treasure box and revisit it later to figure out, am I tripping or was this situation really a bad situation for me and I should have spoke up on it? And I know it may take me not a day, a week, or a month to come back, and I do, and people hate that. I'll hold off. But I'll say, okay, maybe that person didn't mean to say it like that. You know what I'm saying? My mom used to get drunk and she would say stuff. So I be giving the benefit of the doubt. In reality, it'd be tearing me up inside. So, and they was like, sometimes you going through a situation is because God wants to get something out of you and he wants to remove certain things from you so he can fully get his purpose through you. And I'm like, well, geez, come on, God, just come down and talk to me. You know, you ain't got to do this. I don't want to go. I'm on that, what they said, 2024. I don't want to be on the trials and tribulation list. Please don't let me be on that list this year. But every time he gets me to himself, he reveals something, or he opened a door, or he opened a blessing. Every single time. So I think that he said in order for me to do anything for you, Kim, I have to keep chastising you. I have to keep that whooping, like the little kid that's always getting the whooping for the same thing until they learn. And that's me in certain instances. You know, I'm gonna keep whooping you until you learn that this is the way I want you to go. This is the right way to put your shoes on, the left on the left foot, the right on the right foot. And I guess that's my thing. So he get his person out of me, he gonna have to keep chastising me. Well, he don't have to, Mama. I mean, I don't like it, so let me just, you know, sit down and move when he say move.
Yeah, sometimes you have to go through, and like you said, you know, everybody don't want to go through trials and tribulations. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to learn from your mistakes and move forward, you know, or like you said, God is going to put someone, you know, to basically wake you up, get you back on your path, you know, show you what you're doing wrong. You know, hey, look, I'm going to throw this bone. You're either going to go for it, but you know there's a trap there. And you're either going to go for it because you know, you don't know the trap is there. But if you do know the trap, you may try and go there, you know, kind of cautiously. But most likely you're still going to go, you know, second time. But then the third, you're going to learn and you're going to be like, you know what? Let me just, you know, just reset, readjust and just go around, just forget it and look for something else. You know, that's a, that's a trap. That's something that's going to put me in a bind again, or put me in a bad situation that I don't want to be in. And you don't want, you know, like if it's the dog, you know, the owner's going to smack the crap out of him or something. They, I mean, eventually they understand. It's like potty training a dog. You know, they got to go to the pad every time or run outside or something like that. So, yeah, good conversation, Kim. Nice topic.
Is it?
Well, any ending comments?
No, my thing of it is, it's time to let go and refocus. And I know I'm saying it because I need to do it. And I feel better knowing that certain past tense and past people can't come to get me off my balance. You know, even being family members, I love them from a distance, being exes, you know, or friends. And it's bad now that I don't have to say anything. And it's hard for me not to say anything, not to talk on it, not to speak on it. And it feels bad. And so it's cutting me in two because I have a heart that don't ever want to see anybody done the way that I've been done. But I just have to be quiet and let God handle it. Because you can say, I'm not going to hurt that child. I'm not going to hurt a child because that's God's child. You can say that all day and do the total opposite. Because you said it doesn't mean that you're not doing it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just sit back and let my Father handle everything for me, because he can handle it 10 times better than I can. Now, the hardest part for me is what he want me to do is shut my mouth. And I you know, that's all he need me to do. Shut up. Because he's going to sit here, he's going to come to me, he's going to bring people that really want to see me succeed. And that's the thing I need to be focusing on, you know, making sure generational wealth for my grandbabies that